Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
All right, boys and girls, welcome to the Balance / Gary Snyder Show. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. It is Thursday. So glad that you could join us on a Thursday before Friday. That's right. Right around the corner is Friday TGIF. What do you got planned for the weekend? Doing some Christmas shopping? I tell you what, if you're doing any online shopping, and you could go to Gary Snyder's online poll. We've been talking about this. I've had the unique privilege of joining him throughout the entire show, even though our online our national stream right now is joining. And we certainly thank all of our friends here at Blog Talk Radio for facilitating this show as we just stream across the United States. And we can be heard on your phone. We can be heard on your internet. Of course, we have our different radio station affiliates as well, WROM up in Detroit as well. So glad that you guys could join us and be a part of the Balance / Gary Snyder Show. Okay, do you support a new sales tax for online purchases in the state of Indiana? Give us a call. We want to know, 917-889-8516, or you can certainly tweet us or go to GaryLSnyderShow.com and vote. Do you support a new sales tax for the online purchases for the state of Indiana? I'd like to know your thoughts on that. I personally do. I think that, one thing that studies have shown that we miss out on $77 million that can go to the state. Another thing, I think that if you buy your stuff online in the state of Indiana, that's great. I do a lot of online shopping as well. But at the same time, if you buy something in the state of Indiana, you should have to pay a sales tax. I mean, if you go down here and you buy a pack of cigarettes or you go to McDonald's or you buy a new car in the state of Indiana, a lot of that stuff isn't made here in Indiana. It's sent here. But you still have to pay a sales tax. So I think that if you don't have to pay a sales tax, that gives those mom-and-pop shops, especially those smaller companies all over the United States, and you know who you are and you know what I'm talking about. You pay your payroll taxes, and you pay this, and you pay that, and you've got the sales tax, and you've got this, and you've got that. But yet, people who shop online, it gives them an unfair advantage. I think that, now granted, if you live in a state where there's not an existing sales tax, no, I don't support it. I am not a fan of new taxes. Do not get me wrong here. I am not saying that. I think it's a tool of the devil for big government. Yeah, I said devil and big government. They're synonymous with each other. Yes, that's right. And at the head of the horns is Obama himself. Yes, you heard me right. I'm saying Obama's the devil, not George W. Bush. Don't get me on my soapbox today, guys. 917-889-8516. Want to hear your thoughts on, do you support a new sales tax for online purchases in the state of Indiana? I'd like to know what your thoughts are. When we get back, though, we're going to be teaming up with 1400 WBAT in Marion, Gary Snyder Show, and I'm sure we'll continue this conversation as well as others' conversation, and we'll probably talk a little bit of Colts. Nothing new to report. Rich and I said that today might be a big day. Just not quite what we had thought that it was going to be, and we'll certainly get into that conversation as well. At the bottom of the hour, 5:35, John Brodigan will be on the air, and as you know, it's always fun when Brodigan joins us. We talk about what's bugging Brodigan. So all that's coming up. And then at 6 o'clock, I tell you what, you do not want to miss the hour number two as heard on 1400 WBAT. Gary and I debate this online sales tax. And Abdul came on, and we talked a little bit with him about that. We talked about some presidential politics with Abdul, Akeem Shabazz. I just call him Abdul. you know, he's down there at Nikki Blaine's right now having some cigars and martinis or Jack and Coke or whatever it is. Man, some guys have a rough life, don't they? Rough life! All right, guys, we'll be right back. This is the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis, and I am El Presidente of the aforementioned.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
All right, welcome back to the Balance / Gary Snyder Show. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente of the aforementioned Balance Radio Network. It is so good to have you on board on Thursday. No, I didn't say the name of the week twice. Really? Thursday. No, thirsty as in I'm thirsty. I need something to drink. Y'all driving me to drink. That's what it is. Thirsty. You got TGIF, you got hump day. Thursday. Don't you guys follow social media? Am I the only one around here that knows what Thursday is? Jeez. I'm so glad that you could join us. Hey, coming out of Indianapolis today, some late-breaking news in Indianapolis. As those of you that follow local politics in Indianapolis, a federal judge has sentenced a former Indianapolis City County Council member to 40 months in prison for attempted extortion and bribery. U.S. District Judge Larry McKinney ordered Lincoln Plowman, a former Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department major, mind you, to begin serving a sentence after January 1st at a federal prison in Terre Haute. Really? An IMPD major? And you can't see an FBI sting? Come on, man.
Love that.
Come on, man. Anyway, a jury in September convicted Plowman for allegedly taking a $5,000 bribe from an undercover FBI agent seeking his help in opening a strip club. That's what it did. I'm keep telling you guys, those boobies will do you in. Stay away from them. They're dangerous. Welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. Going to be teaming up with the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT in Marion, having a great time today on the Balance Radio Network.
Radio fire.
We're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Welcome. All right, before we get back to Tom and the Balance Radio Network, most of you have heard the trials and tribulations of my attempt to buy carpet for my house. And I did what everyone else did when they started the process. I went to all the big home improvement box stores. When I did this, I found something was missing. Service. You know what I'm talking about here. Then a friend recommended Lehman 4 Covering in Huntington. Not only did Lehman 4 Covering in Huntington have all the top brands of carpeting, Mohawk, Stainmaster, Baylow, Shaw, and the list goes on. They also had that special something that was missing from all those big home improvement box stores. Lehman Floor Covering had great customer service, attention to detail, and that personal touch. So if you're looking for new carpet, hardwood floors, tile, laminate, vinyl, heck, they even specialize in new baths and kitchens and carry H&K countertops made right here in Marion. Lehman Floor Covering will have what you need when you need it with the customer service you deserve. Lehman Floor Covering is your one-stop shop from ceiling to floor, and you know what? They would not have been in business for over 50 years. Let me say that again. In business for over 50 years if they weren't doing it exactly right. Give them a call, 260-356-7226. Again, 260-356-7226 for a free estimate. You can also visit them on the web at laymanfloorcovering.com or just head on into their newly expanded store at 1940 Aetna Avenue in Huntington. All right, Tom, we are now joined, as always at this time, by Tom Marquis in the Balance Radio Network. Tom, welcome.
Welcome to the Balance Radio Network. We are streaming across the United States, and it's so good, Gary, to be with you all day long. We've been in rare form, so it's been a lot of fun.
Well, I had some very interesting guests and some very interesting conversations. And, you know, when we take a look here at, you know, the guests that we have had today, you know, I go back to John Roberts again. And, you know, anytime I can get a former mobster on the show without putting my life in peril, I'm there.
Hey, I'm with you. That was a fantastic interview. And like I said before on our regional listeners there, that it was just a great opportunity to get the real story, to get the real scoop of a real wise guy. And, you know, it had everything. It had sex, drugs, rock and roll, police fleeing, hiding from the police, FBI stings. It's good enough it could be a movie. Oh, wait a minute, it will be a movie. And that was really an exciting time to talk with him, you're right.
And really doesn't regret anything and wouldn't change a thing, he said.
Not at all. And like we talked about, that's pretty much the normal. They wouldn't change at all. And he's suffering from a stage 4 cancer, terminal cancer. And like you said, to ask him that very same question, you said, are you surprised that it's cancer taking you and not a bullet? So, a very,
and,
very good interview.
You know, he was right. Surprised. And then, of course, Abdul with some political talk, Michelle Bachmann and her, misstep on Iran, Herman Cain, and, well, stick a fork in him. And our talk with Abdul, Abdul seems to think that Mitt Romney is going to be the guy. He would like to see Huntsman, but he declares McCain or I'm in the wrong year here. He declares Cain and Bachmann dead, and you know that leaves Romney, that leaves Newt Gingrich, and don't forget about the third place guy right now, Ron Paul.
Right, and I don't think anybody can forget about Ron Paul. He's in every single presidential election.
Well, I think when you take a look at where he stands right now in the polls and where McCain was 4 years ago, you know, we've been seeing each candidate get their moment in the sun. And I have to believe that at some point he gets his moment in the sun, a chance to make his case. And, you know, you may see a little bit of a surge from him at some point.
You know what? I like Ron Paul, and it would be a Cinderella story, if you will, to see him get elected president. I really don't see that happening. I'm not a Ron Paul hater. I think he's got a lot of good philosophies. One thing I think as president, I think that one of the first things we need to ask him to do is to do that audit of Fort Knox. I want to know. Gary, do you think there's any gold in Fort Knox? I don't think there is.
You know, I don't know if there's any gold in Fort Knox or not, but, you know, he was the first one to call for the auditing of the Fed, which, you know, by all, you know, passed Congress in a limited form. You know, he was the Tea Party before the Tea Party was the Tea Party. And, you know, a lot of people, I think, are turned off by some of his foreign policy views. But I think when it comes to the fiscal policy of the U.S., I think he's right on.
No, I like a lot of I really do like a lot of his policies. The thing about it is I don't think America's ready for it. It's sad because he does have got a lot of good ideas, and he doesn't go away. And I think by now a lot of people know who he is and one of the things that he's the stuff that he stands for. But I wouldn't say I would give my endorsement to him yet. I'm not ready to go out and get a bumper sticker or anything like that. I like Newt. Right now he's my guy, and he'll be my guy until he falls off the tree, and it very well may happen. But you got to admit, he's getting a lot of money now from Kane. He's getting a lot of support from the popularity of Kane. And there's a lot of people in this country, damn it, that want us to go back to the way things were when Ronald Reagan was president. And I'm one of them.
Which, by the way, my wife points out, Ronald Reagan did endorse Ron Paul at one point.
He did. That's a very good point. Very good point. Very good point.
It'll just be interesting to see how this plays out. I am not necessarily a new person. I think he carries a lot of baggage, and I think while it may not be much of an issue right now in the primaries, I think $1 billion and Barack Obama could make a very big issue. And then with some of his recent statements on, adjusting child labor laws, my guess is that's just too much fodder to hand the Democrats and Barack Obama when it comes to the general election next fall.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you're probably right. I think really who Barack Obama wants to get in the ring with is Mitt Romney. I think that he feels like, really? Obamacare, you're going to say something? And I mentioned that to Abdul. So here's the thing about Romney. You're right, he's way too polished, way too polished. And I'm afraid of the avalanche of things that will happen, which obviously Obama's going to just exploit whoever he goes up against. But I'm afraid that he's just going to create a big avalanche of things that the GOP does not want. I like Romney. I think he's great. And I certainly think that he's a great person to have in a situation, maybe even a vice president. I just think as long as we got Newt, we should be in his corner and back him. I really do.
I can't go that route. All right, we're going to take a quick break when we come back. More presidential talk along with maybe some of our talking points for the day. Big brother David Long pushing a state smoking ban. Yay or nay here on the Gary Snyder Show.
And what are your thoughts? And we certainly will take your thoughts here, 917-889-8516, yay or nay. Light up. Smoke them if you got them. I don't know. We'd want to know your thoughts on that. Of course, obviously, you can leave your thoughts on our website, www.thebalanceonline.com. Follow us on Twitter, T-Balance, capital T-B-A-L-A-N-C-E. Real easy to find, T-Balance. Gary Snyder Show on Twitter, Facebook, The Balance, of course, Gary Snyder Show on Facebook as well. My name is Tom Markowitz, El Presidente. This is the Balance Radio Network. It is the day before Friday, and that's right. We still got a lot to talk about. We'll be right back.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley, Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. It is the Balance / Gary Snyder Show. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you could join us on a Thursday. That's right. The week is counting down. The year is counting down. Before you know it, Christmas will be here. Y'all doing some Christmas shopping? Are you shopping online? If you are, guys, check those credit card receipts again, because you might be in for a surprise. It is. You very well might have new sales tax in place. So you want to check that out. Do you support the new online sales tax for online purchases in the state of Indiana? Give us a vote on the GaryLSnyderShow.com. 63.2% of you say, hell no. And 36.8% of you say, yep, I'll do it. I'm actually one of those 36.8%. What I want to know is, how do we come up with the 0.8% or the 0.2%? Wish I knew. Wish I could tell you. What I can tell you, though, is you're here on the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente, and we're going to be teaming back up with the Gary Snyder Show. We've got a lot to talk about today, and you know, I've had the privilege of being with him all day long today. Typically, I am not a part of the regional broadcast, just maybe the last part of it. And he joins us here on the national radio broadcast. But it was really exciting to be a part of it. So, you know, we talked. We had a great, great interview today with a former wise guy by the name of John Roberts, author of American Desperado, My Life from Mafia Soldier to Cocaine Cowboy to Secret Government Asset. Great. It's got it all. I'll tell you what. It's got drugs, sex, rock and roll. It's got police chases. This guy hid from the police. Well, I thought it was 5 years, and he corrected me. I wish, and we'll probably play this interview at some point on the best of or something to that effect. But he's like, no, it wasn't 5 years. It was 2 years. Okay. And I guess they're going to be making a movie. He signed a deal with Paramount. Mark Wahlberg is actually going to play him. So it was a really good interview that we had with John Roberts, author of American Desperado, My Life from Mafia Soldier to Cocaine Cowboy to Secret Government Asset. Go ahead and check that out. You can get it from Amazon Books. And I know they're not going to charge you an online sales tax, but I still support it. We're in Indiana. If you live in a state that does not have online sales tax, fine. I'm just saying, it's already a law on the books. You're already paying sales tax. I know you're going to talk to me about that $12 or whatever it is shipping charge. Consider it a convenience charge. You don't have to go to the mall. You don't have to deal with all that stuff at the mall this time of year. Have you ever been in the mall this time of year? Here in Indianapolis, go up to Castles and Square Mall. Jeez. I'll pay that extra amount of money for shipping and handling. Thank you very much. Nothing against Castleton Mall. Great group of people. Simon Malls are awesome people. Great businesses. Go support them. Do it at another time of the year. Oh, my goodness. Somebody's going to have my head on the platter before the end of the show. I can see it happening. It's the Balance Radio Network. We're going to be right back with the Gary Snyder Show. And also coming up at the bottom of the hour, John Brodigan. What the hell is bugging him today? We'll find out.
You want? I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball in and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
What you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. Mount Star on Hollywood Boulevard.
Somewhere. All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Welcome. All right, Tom, let's switch gears a little bit. I told people we're going to talk a little bit about the GSS talking points. You can go to GaryLSnyder.com and check those out. These are links to stories I find interesting with, you know, putting my touch on some of the actual headlines. And you can also vote right now. Do you support a new sales tax for online purchases in Indiana? We are over 200 votes on that now. So, you know, we've almost 40 new votes since we've been on the air, Tom.
Well, I tell you what, go ahead and go to Gary L. Snyder show.com. You know, I don't know what the percentage is now. The last time I checked, I think it was like 38%, 0.2 or something like that for yes and 63.2% for no, 36.8% for yes. I am proud to be part of that 36.8%. So if you guys want to jump on board with me, help me to help the Gary Snyder Show to realize that I am not the only one out there that thinks that you should pay for a sales tax for online purchases in the state of Indiana, because we already are paying sales tax. It's not a new tax. We're already paying it.
We're not paying it for online purchases right now. All right, let's switch things up a little bit. We had a big discussion yesterday and probably should have brought Jimmy on to talk about it, but the Hoosiers get the big win against North Carolina State last night.
Yeah, how about that? That was a great win, great game. And but you know what? I was surprised. IU played them not as hard as I thought that they would, and so that was fantastic game, and it was really good to see them. You know, I like it. I mean, I keep saying I'm getting excited early. Everybody says it's a long season. Wait to see what happens till they play in the Big Ten, because they ain't played nobody yet. North Carolina State was somebody, guys. They were a pretty good team, and you know, I tell you what, I must admit one thing about Indiana's current rise to is I like it. I like it a lot, and you know, maybe I'm getting overly excited too soon.
Well, taking a look at last night's game, it was a back and forth the whole way through. Now, North Carolina State did pull out to about a 6 or 8 point lead midway through the second half. And I thought the Hoosiers were done then, and I thought my prediction would come to fruition, the Hoosiers losing by 10. But they fought back and, you know, showed some heart and came back and beat a, I'm not going to say a great North Carolina State team, but at least a good North Carolina State team. And you know, to their credit, they weren't a high school team like the other teams IU have beaten so far this season.
Oh, so you're saying Butler's a high school team?
They're playing like one this year.
I tell you what, wouldn't that be something, though, after having a rough start? And, you know, what are the odds that they're going to get back to the Final Four again anyway? I don't think anybody really expects that to happen. But what an awesome story that would be if the Butler Bulldogs do have find a way to do it. And what an awesome story it would be if all of our teams from Indiana go deep in the tournament. I'm talking about Purdue. I'm talking about IU, Notre Dame, you know, Indiana Wesleyan. Oh, I'm sorry. I had to throw that in there.
They're not NCAA. Well, you're forgetting Ball State, Valpo, and IUPUI, IPFW, and I know I'm probably leaving one or two out.
Well, there's Valpo, there's University of Evansville. Evansville can absolutely get into the tournament. Of course, there's Butler, there's IUPUI, there's Valpo.
No, I think Evansville has already completed the trifecta and losing to every other major college team in Indiana so far.
Wouldn't you hate to be Evansville? I mean, they really are struggling. And they got a brand new stadium. They're playing in the new improved. I don't know if it's called Roberts Stadium anymore, but they've got themselves a brand new stadium down there in Evansville. So.
They do. They have a brand new arena downtown, which also, by the way, hosts the home arena for the Evansville Icemen, which play in the Central Hockey League, along with the Fort Wayne Comets.
That's right. Well, I'm excited to follow the Comets this year and see what that new Marion team is made up of as well. Do they start next year?
They start next fall, so we're all looking forward to that around here. All right, quick break. When we come back, John Brodigan, maybe he'll tell us about his new iPhone here on the Gary Snyder Show.
If you can't get
new iPhone, Brodigan and a new iPhone, he needs one of those. Gosh, you think you get tweets from him now? I'm just a hater. I am just a hater. I don't have the new iPhone 4. I know people who do, showing it off at lunch today. Man, I want one of those things. They're cool. Well, as you know, I dropped my iPhone 3. I still got the 3G. Still works. Still get text. Still do my social media. Still got all the cool stuff on it. Man, 4G. Think you're getting something better? My 3G rocks, my man. I'm sure we're going to talk about it, though. Actually, I would love to get the new 4G, and I'll probably see how much extra money that Uncle Sam's going to give me at the end of the year, which is almost never nothing. Because I like my money up front. I can spend it now, not later. How many of you guys already have your tax return spent? Probably most of you. You're going to pay off these online purchases, these credit card purchases that you're doing. Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what, it's always fun to have John Brodigan on, and he'll be on with us here at the bottom of the hour here, coming up here very shortly after the news break on 1400 WBAT and Marion. And, you know, as we were supposed to have him on earlier this week, and then we just had that big snowstorm that came through. And up there in the Marion area, they lost power, transmitter stuff, all that technical radio junk. Y'all don't care anything about. All you know is you could hear it. It's okay. We filled in. Brodigan was on. Brodigan tweeted. He says, "God hates the Gary Snyder Show." I believe that's true. I do. You know why? Because he doesn't support online sales tax tax for online purchases in the state of Indiana. He does. He thinks, I don't need any more new taxes, man. Here's the truth. Guy buys a bunch of stuff from Amazon. I'm not knocking Amazon. I like them. I do. But he buys a bunch of stuff from Amazon, and Amazon's on this big kick, and he knows he's part of the media. So guess what he's doing? He's flying the Amazon flag, saying it's his own idea. Just saying. Just saying. Yeah, I know. I got to get back to writing that blog. Everybody goes, "Hey, man, you ain't saying nothing anymore." Now, it has been crazy busy for me. I know. Here's the thing, guys. I will get back on my blog. I'm just saying. You can check it out on www.thebalanceonline.com. If you don't believe me, it needs to be updated. I'm just saying. Needs to be updated. You're absolutely right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to be right back when we get back. We'll be teaming up John Brodigan and Gary Snyder of 1400 WBAT in Marion.
Gasoline Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Oddigan, and we'll be with him here in just a second. But first, Freightco, they are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. That's right. Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles, and they want to be home on the weekend. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus a competitive FSC, and that's on all dispatches. Freightco drivers average 2,500-plus miles a week and spend their weekends at home. Freightco offers consistent lanes with many being drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, give Ray a call, 866-397-2581. Don't do it tonight. He's probably at home eating dinner about now. Do it tomorrow. Again, 866-397-2581, or you can visit them on the web at freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight-moving company. Okay, we got that out of the way. Now we are joined by the newest owner of an Apple product, that would be an iPhone 4, John Brodigan. John, welcome.
Very excited. Unfortunately, not going to have it activated till Sunday, but...
Why not till Sunday?
That way, because I get there first thing in the morning, I have my information like transferred over. But plus, also, I don't have time tomorrow, and Saturday, I'm heading into Staten Island, because apparently Newt Gingrich is campaigning for president there.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Okay, so yeah.
Can't you do it yourself on your computer?
Excuse me?
Can't you activate it yourself right there on your computer?
I'd rather let them do it, because then they transfer over my numbers too.
Well, you can do all that. I did it myself on my computer.
Well, you're smarter than I am.
No, I wouldn't go that far, but trust me, I had a lot of issues. Still do.
That's understandable.
Now, let me ask you this. Why did you go with the iPhone 4 instead of the 4S?
Is there a difference?
There is a difference.
What's the 4S?
The 4S is the newest version that just came out about a month ago that has the upgraded processor, the i5 processor, and has Siri, the voice-activated, I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
I went with the iPhone 4 because it was only $70.
Where did you get it for 70 bucks at?
At Verizon Wireless Online.
Oh, so you've got you're using it through Verizon.
Yeah.
See, I got it back, and I'm an AT&T person and hating every minute of it.
Yeah, I mean, every so often I do like to occasionally make a phone call.
Or at least keep one.
Yeah.
Now, not to be left out, Tom does have an iPhone, too.
It's not a 2, it's a 3. Ba-bump, bump. Now, yeah, I am going to get the 4. I'm just not allowed to purchase one at the moment. So, you know. But one thing I do want to know,
John. I
got
my 4S, and my wife inherited my 4. So she now has a 4, and that was an upgrade for her from the 3G.
What I want to know is, John, real quickly, is what the hell's a rum ham?
You ever watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
I love that show, by the way. I don't think we can talk about it on this show, but I love it. It's great.
Okay, well, there was an episode.
Be careful, guys. You know, I value my show.
Okay, I could do this and keep it PG-13. There was an episode this season when they went to the Jersey Shore, and Mac and Frank were hanging out on the beach, and Frank showed up, was supposed to get drinks. Instead, he showed up with a ham that he infused with rum. And, okay, To those of you at home and on Radio Land, if you go to the YouTube and you just Google the word Rumham, there's an entire 2-minute video of all the Rumham scenes, and you'll understand why it's funny. But yeah, ever since that show, my brother-in-law and I have been calling each other Rumham. So we decided to marinate a Rumham for the Giants Packers game this Sunday, mainly because we were expecting the Giants to be more competitive.
But they're not.
Well, they've lost two in a row, and I would be shocked if this was the week that Aaron Rodgers decided that he didn't want to be undefeated anymore.
I doubt that very much.
I really do. Because you do realize that, you know, if the Packers lose, it's probably going to be to the Colts.
Yeah, that would be tough since they don't play.
Which, by the way, and I know you got snowed out on Tuesday. I when I was on, and since this is, you know, the hottest radio show in the state of Indiana, I called on Peyton Manning to be the NFL Player of the Year. I know he's severely injured after you stepped on his toe and he pulled something in his neck and he might have to retire because of it. But I don't think ever in the history of sports has a team completely fallen apart because of one guy.
You know, I would agree with you, and I would argue that not the hottest radio show in Indiana, but in the nation. People just don't know it yet. But
okay.
I agree, Peyton Manning for MVP, because a team that was very good last year and Super Bowl material just a couple of years ago with a lot of the same roster now can't win a game simply because their quarterback got hurt.
You know, it was one thing when Jordan left the Bulls, and they didn't make it to the playoffs, but they were at least still competitive. Not a game. Like I actually base my fantasy lineups on who's playing the Colts. I don't care who the player is.
And Tom's the fantasy guy. My guess is that has probably been a pretty good move as long as you've been using it this year.
You know what, I this has been just as bad of a fantasy, and if you follow our fantasy football huddle on the Balanced Gridiron, this has been a weird fantasy year too, so I don't know that you want to take my fantasy advice, but I would tell you to stay away from anybody that has to do with the Colts.
Well, actually, since you mentioned fantasy, let me ask you two questions. I started playing fantasy just with my friends. I only became a fan of football after that, so I knew nothing about the players. I found two things. I do better with wide receiver twos than I do with wide receiver ones. And I make it to the playoffs every year, not because of anyone I draft, but because of people I pick up on the waiver wire.
You know what? Some people do very well on the waiver wire because people get anxious and they drop their players very, very quickly. And they're like, oh, and they start freaking out. And then people forget to put them back on their roster, or they're like, oh, I can't pick them back up again. Here's the thing. If you watch the waiver wire, it's like driving down the street and finding somebody that threw out a good TV that works really well. It's just there. Just pick it up and go. You know. So, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I know, like, I picked up Marquise Colston his rookie year just because of statistics. I picked up DeSean Jackson his rookie year just because of statistics. I grabbed the Marco Murray this year, who's been a godsend.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And, again, I am not a fantasy person, so you guys are talking. I played once last year, made it to the playoffs, but that was about as far as it went.
Gary, I just want you to know, I just tweeted and posted on the Gary Snyder Show, I'm sorry, Rumham, YouTube. So you got it there.
Oh, that should be interesting.
It's not that bad.
I will check it out, and I have never watched the show. I've seen previews. Does it run on the Comedy Central channel?
It actually runs on the FX channel.
All right. Well, yeah. See, I never make it there. Usually, I'll watch there's certain sitcoms we'll watch, sports. I'm a big fan of Tosh.0 and Workaholics, but, that's about the extent of my TV viewing.
Gary, let me ask you this. What are you doing tonight at 10 o'clock?
I will hopefully be watching the end of the Capitals-Pens game.
Okay, well, since no one actually cares about hockey anymore, at 10 o'clock, put on FX and you'll see a new episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Well, I would argue that people do still care about hockey.
You white people.
Hey, we got NBA back. And the NBA's back, Gary. Then nobody cares about hockey.
I would say no one cares about the NBA.
I would say no
one cares
about
the NBA. All right, guys, hold on. Quick break. When we come back, I have got two emails here offering up celebrities for interviews. And we will let you guys, you two, help me make my decision right here on the Gary Snyder Show.
All right, we'll check that out when we get back with 1400 WBAT and Marion. It's always good to have Brodigan on. Yep, and I posted it. Sorry, guys. Rum Ham, it's great. I mean, it is fantastic. Now that he was talking about it, I didn't get it. I thought it was actually a meat, or, you know, I thought it was something completely different. But that's okay. Always leave it to Brodigan, his new iPhone 4. Got to wait for somebody else to turn it on for him. That's what she said. Oh, it's been good to be with the Gary Snyder Show all day today. Yes, I took a personal day from my real job. I have two jobs. This job that I do every day, I'm here with our balanced listeners, and then I have a real job. And my real job lets me work, I get off at like 3:30 or so. But one of the perks they give us is personal days, and they say you got to use them or lose them, which basically means you don't have to show up for work. You don't have to call in. Just say, hey, I'm not going to be here, I guess. You do have to say that. They're not going to ask you any questions, and you still get paid for it. So I've got five of those built up, and it's like use them or lose them by the end of the year. So I'm saving some up for the week for Christmas. So I took one today. And I jumped online with the Gary Snyder Show, 1400 WBAT, and been online with him all afternoon, and it's always fun. We had John Roberts, author of American Desperado, My Life from Mafia Soldier to Cocaine Cowboy to Secret Government Asset. Yep, we had a real live wise guy dying of cancer on the Gary Snyder Show. I'm not laughing, but I am. It was a good, good interview. It really was. To see the other side of things that what he says is, you know, Sopranos, it was just glamorized. It wasn't all that great. But more than anything, he did it for his son. It's got everything, sex, drugs, rock and roll. It's got, he's fleeing from the police for several years, FBI sting, jail time. It's got it all. And they're even making a movie about it. Mark Wahlberg actually is going to be playing John Roberts. So it was a great interview that we had. And also, we've been bantering back and forth all day long about Gary's new poll that he's got up. Do you support new sales tax for online purchases in the state of Indiana? I tell you, go to the GaryLSnyderShow.com and vote. So far, 63.2% of y'all say, hell no. The other of you agree with me. 36.8% say yes. And I absolutely do agree with that. So we'll be right back. And we'll be teaming back up with the Gary Snyder Show, 1400 WBAT and Marion. And, of course, Mr. John Broderick.
You a house, and if I had $1 million.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show, and we're joined by Tom Marquis and John Brodigan. Say hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
All right, now, I have a request. I get emails all the time, and I don't know what this says either about my show or the careers of these two individuals, but I received emails within the last hour saying, hey, do you want my guy on your show? And maybe you guys can help make this decision. Yay, nay, on one, both. Help me out.
Okay, here
we
go.
Is the first one that sent me an email.
This is Governor Jesse Ventura, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.
So Jesse Ventura is the first one, and the second one is a return appearance by Al Roker. We'll start with you, John.
Jesse's at least interesting. What would you possibly talk to Al Roker about? I mean, once he lost all that weight, he's not very funny.
I would agree. We had him on before, and he was talking about his new show that he was hosting. We were talking about his new show, Coast Guard Alaska. I'm sure he's pushing something this time. But we've also had Jesse Ventura on before, and I'm telling you what, you may not agree with Jesse on anything, but he is a heck of an interview.
So I would say yay to Jesse, nay to Al Roker.
All right, Tom, your turn.
I'm going to agree with John on this. You know, I like the conspiracy theory. Are we talking about are you going to talk to him about the show that he's doing on True TV? Is that what the interview's about?
Let me pull it up here. It says, let's see. Interview Jesse Ventura, available Monday and Tuesday for interviews from Minneapolis to talk about pro-Occupy whatever, anti-TSA and anti-Senate Bill 1867.
Okay, that'll work too. I'm all about those topics. But didn't Jesse host a show called that all had to do with conspiracy theories? You know, Area 51, JFK. You know, speaking of JFK, I watched that Lost Tapes of JFK today. That was on the National Geographic Channel a few weeks ago. That I finally got around to watching today because of my personal day. Pretty cool. I'm not a Democrat, but I love these conspiracy theories, and I don't think everybody I don't think he did it. I think another bullet killed Kennedy. I'm just saying.
Who though?
Wow. You know, go ahead, John. Respond to that life altering, and I'll call it life altering. I'm at a loss for words, really.
Well, Gary, let me ask you this. Where were you in 1963?
I'm pretty sure I was still a gleam in my mommy and daddy's eye.
He was
not even a gleam yet.
He was still in his daddy's sock.
You know, I always love the conspiracy theories. I don't necessarily believe any of them, but they're always good to hear, and it does make you maybe in the very depth of the back of your mind think, well, maybe. But, one thing that Jesse Ventura brings that he did, several months back when we had him on, and I'm sure that he'll bring this time, is, if nothing else, entertainment.
Well, he is rumored to be considering an independent run for president in either 2012 or 2016.
What about you, Tom?
Are we talking about Jesse? My vote is for Jesse, yeah. I would love to have him on, absolutely. Are we talking about the vote?
We will make that happen then, and maybe we can even arrange it to where maybe both of you can participate.
Sweet. No, really, Gary, on the JFK thing, here they were showing some tapes, some lost videotapes of local media and stuff. There were people standing right down there where they actually started reporting that there were shots fired from both a man and a woman, and that people were saying that they were hearing shots from different parts that weren't even around the Texas Book Depository. It's interesting theories, and they hadn't even – you know, obviously Ruby killed him, and so we'll never know the whole truth. They'll just let it be at that. But for conspiracy theories nuts like myself, and I do it as a hobby for fun, not that I subscribe to the actual belief of them, but some of them are very, very interesting, and this JFK thing has got my attention, I must admit.
How about you, John? Yay or nay?
You know, JFK was blown away. What else do I have to say?
He's dead.
Well, poet and didn't even know it.
There are people who say, though, that JFK is still alive. I don't believe
right
that.
Right there with Elvis. All right, John, I forgot to ask you, and while you did, tweet the other day, just before we went off the air, and you did not know how profound your tweet was at the time, that God hates the Gary Snyder Show.
Yes, he does. He liked you today because there's no traffic and the sky was nice and clear.
But then again, he gave me a choice of Jesse Ventura or Al Roker.
I mean, the fact that he gave you a choice. I mean, God is smiling on the Gary Snyder Show today. I do have something that's bugging me, though.
That was my next question. This used to be called What's Bugging Brodigan, so let's ask. What is bugging you today?
Apparently, John McCain is popping off about Long Island, my hometown.
Is Long Island a town?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's not a town. It's like two counties, and quite frankly, should be its own state. Something happened on the floor of the Senate where he was debating with, like, Dick Durbin, and somehow Long Island came up, and he said something to the extent of Long Island, like it or not, and sometimes he wished it was, and it's still part of the United States. And I'm thinking to myself, like, dude, after all I've done to defend you, and after like, completely holding my opinion about what a blathering idiot I think your daughter is, this is how you're going to pop off? Long Island? What did Long Island ever do to John McCain, except vote for him?
And we know you are king of the rhinos.
I am king of the rhinos.
All right. Anything else bugging you this week?
Usual primary stuff, because we're getting to the point where no one wants who's in the lead to win ever. So instead of talking about why your candidate's a good candidate, you want to bring up how everyone sucks.
Talking about Michelle Bachmann and closing the U.S. embassy in Tehran.
Well, yeah, but she's half an idiot. The other half's a moron.
And Herman Cain, wow, where do you go there?
You don't. You know where you go there? Back to Atlanta.
You know, I saw this. The Herman Cain train is pulling out, pun intended.
You know, and you know what it's always been with Herman Cain? He's had a problem with his staff.
All right, I'm going to put a stop to this right now before we break some kind of FCC rule.
The bat phone is ringing as we speak. This is Wholesome Indiana. You can't say staff.
Oh, you know, I put a tweet up the other day, and my wife was looking through the refrigerator and found a bottle of wine that she did not know she had in there, and she kind of spouted off that let the Protestants try to stop me from drinking this Sunday. Because as you know or may not know, John, you cannot buy alcohol in Indiana on Sundays.
Anywhere at all?
At a restaurant, some restaurants if you go in and eat, but just to go into Walmart and buy a bottle of wine, that is a no-go.
Well, but look at the bright side. You can go into Walmart and buy a bottle of wine the other 6 days of a week.
But not on Sundays.
Not on Sundays. Here, you have to go to specific liquor stores to buy wine.
Really?
Yeah. You cannot walk in.
Liberal New York.
Liberal New York. You cannot walk into the
sorry to do this,
and,
John,
and
but apparently the God hates John Brodigan today, and I have to cut you off. It's about time to leave. Real quick, where can people find you, John?
JohnBrodigan.com.
That's pretty simple. How about you, Tom?
Obviously, the listeners can stay right around here on the Balanced Radio Network for hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show, as heard on 1400 WBAT in Marion. Twitter, T-Balance, Facebook, The Balance, and www.thebalanceonline.com.
All right, I want to thank all of our guests today. John Roberts, author of American Desperado, Abdullah, John Brodigan, Tom Marquis. Thank you, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget about Good Morning Grant County tomorrow. Gary Dick, Tim's guest, at 8:35. All right, you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
All right, welcome back to the Balanced Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis. So glad y'all could join us today on Thursday before Friday. Yes, it happens that way every week. Guys, you can still go online and vote on thegarysnydershow.com. Check it out, my friends. Do you agree with the new online sales tax imposed by those Nazis of Indiana? No, I'm just kidding. Indiana's not a bunch of Nazis. I actually support it. I think that it's better to pay for a purchase that you're already making than to take it out of my damn paycheck. I would rather pay a higher sales tax or pay more on sales tax. And besides that, guys, $77 million. Point that out to you again. Thanks, Mr. Brodigan, for joining us today on the Balance Radio Network. Always a lot of fun to have him on. We're going to be coming back with hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show. I joined him all day long, so I'm going to be on with you here just for the rest of the hour. And it's hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show. We talk about this online sales tax. And give us a call, and you won't be able to give us a call because the phone lines are officially off till tomorrow. But do go online and vote. You can do that. Hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show, as heard on 1400 WBAT, right back on the Balance Radio Network.
Vaseline Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Vaseline Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
All right. Well, maybe we're not going to have a music bed. I love this time of day. It's great just when you think everything is ready to go. It isn't. We will be back here tomorrow on the Balance Radio Network. We're going to be doing this all over again. Coming up next, hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show, as heard on 1400 WBAT in Marion.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
When you want no holds barred talk, you want the Gary Snyder Show, weekdays from 3 to 6 here on WBAT Marion.
All right, this is Scott Abbott, Murder in the City. I get murdered in the city. Don't go revenging in my name. One person dead from such as plenty. No need to go get locked away. When I leave your arms, things that I think of, no need to get over alarm. I'm coming home.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. You know, I'm still just taken aback by that interview with John Roberts, author of American Desperado, My Life from Mafia Soldier to Cocaine Cowboy to Secret Government Asset. And just amazing stuff. Now, you heard the Anytime Fitness ad. Keep in mind, four things about Anytime Fitness in Marion. Number one, Anytime Fitness Marion. They're located next to Marsh North. And memberships start at less than $1 a day. Number two, Anytime Fitness Marion. Go in, mention my name, and it doesn't even have to be in a good way. You will get 2 free months on top of your 1-year membership. Anytime Fitness Marion. Number three, Anytime Fitness Marion. You can use that membership at any Anytime Fitness
across the U.S. And finally, Anytime Fitness, Marion, you can work out 24/7. Work out on your schedule, not the fitness center schedule. All right, and now we're also joined kind of a different day for Tom. He took a personal day, so he is spending all 3 hours with us. Tom, say hi.
How are we doing, sir? It is good to be with you on a Thursday.
You know, and I'm sitting here over the break, and I know we want to get into the online sales tax debate a little bit, but just sitting here, what an interview. And, you know, we cover a lot of politics, we cover a lot of sports, but we also cover pop culture on here. And, boy, it doesn't get any, I guess it doesn't get any better, if you will, and better in quotes. I just did the air quotes, but... on the pop culture side than having, you know, a mobster on the show.
Well, you know what, and that was a fantastic interview, and again, it was just a great opportunity. It's an opportunity that we don't get every day to sit down and get the real life, behind-the-scenes look of what happened in the life of a mafioso or a wise guy. And, you know, he's just got an exciting story, and I'm excited to watch the movie, and read the book. But, you know, just preparing for this interview, just some of the things that he did in his life, and, you know, the people that he rubbed shoulders with, Jimi Hendrix and John Lennon, and or all those people that he went to nightclubs with. And just to us, maybe it's a glamorous life because Hollywood has glamorized it through Scarface, you know, and Sopranos and what have you. But it's the real deal. And, you know, there is no... Like he said, you know, the cancer's going to kill him anyway. But can you imagine, though, because it was several years later after the fact that he decided that he was going to go ahead and write this book and do this movie. So you know that even though he might say to us, I'm not that worried about it, you know that there was a time in his life that he absolutely was worried about it, and I just can't imagine living like that, as glamorous as it might be.
You know, and being a assassin for the army, and you know everything that he's done, and I ask him this question. You know, it's the cancer. Are you surprised it's the cancer that's going to get you, and not a bullet?
Right, and I'm sure I'm maybe messing up his quote, but. His thing was, you know, something's going to take you out. So, you know, but what I was just kind of numbed by, you know, and I was in the military myself and saw combat myself, and I never got to that point where taking another human life was just a normality to me, and it didn't affect me at all. Can you imagine having that kind of mentality to take another person's life? It's just in a day's work. Doesn't bother me at all. Doesn't faze me. I can still eat and go to sleep at night.
No, and I can't. And, you know, you almost get this sympathetic, I guess, feeling for the guy, even though you probably shouldn't. But I guess the sympathy really should probably lie with his son, which, you know, by all accounts and his own admission is what basically got him out of the business.
Oh, right, and absolutely. I think what he wanted his son to realize is that it is not the life that you want to be a part of. And, you know, it would be interesting to talk to his son, to see where his son is at in his life, and just to see if he did accomplish what he wanted to accomplish with his son.
All right, Tom, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I am going to read my article. For those of you who have not read it, shame on you. But I will read parts of it, and we will discuss online sales tax in Indiana. Yay or nay, right here on the Gary Snyder Show.
The next few weeks, you'll have a big decision. Do you do your Christmas shopping locally with friends and neighbors? Or do you drive out of town and support businesses that don't put money back in our community? Hopefully, the decision will be simple. Support your local businesses this holiday season. This message was underwritten by Beacon Credit Union. the law offices of Kiley, Harker & Certain, and Southworth Ford, all local businesses in Marion thanking you for your patronage. You have me, the radio guy. You have David Pennicuff, the newspaper guy from the Chronicle Tribune. Then you have Ed Breen, the newspaper guy who has become a radio guy. Throw us all into a room at the same time with three microphones, and what do you get? Well, either this or CT Talks. Join us and call us the third Friday of each month for CT Talks on 1400 WBAT. Ed Breen, David Pennicuff, and me, Tim George. On WBAT, we keep you informed.
Network Indiana News.
This season, when you think about holiday giving, think about opening a College Choice 529 savings plan for a loved one. You'll be giving the gift of education, a gift that changes lives. Plus, when you open or contribute to a College Choice 529 plan, you may receive a 20% state income tax credit on the amount of your contribution, up to a $1,000 credit. And that is smart year-end tax planning. Find out more about the 529 College Choice savings plan and the tax credit you may receive by contributing at collegechoiceplan.com.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
Hey, this is Mark Stein. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Joke town down in the night, 9:30 on a Tuesday. Just to check out the late night record shop. Call it imposing, call it composing, call it insane. When I'm through that I just can't stop. It's a matter of instincts, a matter of conditioning, and a matter of fun. You can go where Pavlov's dog. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that?
All right, we're back on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Schaefer's Indiana Turf. They are the place to go for all of your snow removal needs this winter because they have the Ariens snow throw snow blowers, plus Gravely, Hustler, and Dixie Chopper mowers, and all the winter accessories to go with those Dixie Chopper mowers. Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929, and if you're doing the math, that's a really long time. Or if you're like Tom and really doing the math, that's over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area. They still carry all the top brands, and keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Call them now, 260-489-3391. You can visit their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road in Fort Wayne, or always online at indianaturf.com. And as always, remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. All right, we're going to get into the, online sales tax debate. Are you ready, Tom?
I'm always ready for a good debate.
All right. If you go to Gary L. Snyder, you can read this. And I'm going to get off topic again. I'm sorry, Tom, but I peruse Facebook and the social media while we're talking. And, I have some restaurants, and I think this is actually a local restaurant, Weaver's Main Street Grill. They have this picture of this loaded baked potato and a rack of ribs up. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, that looks good. My ADHD coming through, and it's food that sets it off.
Hey, it's getting that time of the night. I could understand about being distracted by a steak and taters.
You know, I'd almost unfollow them, but simply because they put all this great-looking food up there, and, I can never make it over there to eat. But anyway, I have a new, we have an online poll up right now at GaryLSnyder.com. Do you support a new sales tax for online purchases in Indiana? Right now, most of you are saying hell no, and by a wide margin, 2-1. Now, I wrote an article, and one thing that I am known for, if you haven't noticed already, is my biting cynicism and sarcasm. So let me read a little bit of my article that I wrote that seems to be picking up some statewide attention here. And it's titled, "Hey, Senator Luke Tinley, Show Me the Money." I recently asked former super lobbyist and convicted felon Jack Abramoff, "It has always been my contention that if you want to know why a politician is doing something, pushing a certain agenda, all you have to do is check and see where his or her money is coming from. Is that true?" Obviously, Abramoff responds, "Absolutely." Now, Republican Senator Luke Tinley, chairman of the powerful Senate Appropriations Committee, wants to make Hoosiers pay more in taxes. Can I say that with Republicans like him who need Democrats? Even as far as to testify in front of Congress to push for not only Hoosiers, but all Americans to pay a new sales tax on online purchases. Senator Luke Tinley suggests that the state of Indiana is losing out on $70 to $80 million a year because we don't have a sales tax in Indiana. With that logic, I guess we can say the state is losing out on millions of dollars in revenue because we don't have a 10% income tax in the state. Hell, we're losing out on billions in revenue because we don't have a 50% income, 50% income tax. See the logic? Now back to the money. Once again, it's always been my contention and backed by someone who would know. And if you want to find out more on why a politician is pushing a certain agenda, just take a look at the money. And I put a link to Senator Luke Tinley's campaign finance reforms. And once you take a look at that, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Tell me where I'm wrong, Tom.
Well, I can tell you where you're wrong in a lot of ways. One, $77 million or whatever it was, as far as amount of money that we're missing for the state of Indiana. If I could give you $77 million, would you take it? Yes. If I showed you an opportunity to get $77 million to benefit your household, would you take it? Yes. $77 million is what the state of Indiana is missing by not charging online sales tax.
Aren't we missing out on millions more because we have a 3.4% income tax instead of a 10%, if that logic applies?
Now, we could go there. Would you rather them charge an extra 7% income tax and not charge the online tax? Would you be willing to pay more income tax, or would you be willing to pay an online sales tax?
I am one to say we pay enough taxes already. The state has a surplus. We don't need to pay more taxes. More taxes is not the remedy here.
If we have such a great surplus, why is it that you look at our local communities, which is, by the way, what really benefits from sales tax, by the way, your local communities right there in Marion, Indianapolis, every small county. We've had people right here on the show that we talked about the city of Muncie, that they're having to make some severe cutbacks as well because of the fact that they don't have the money. But if there's such a surplus, why is the state not trickling this money down to the counties? If there's such a surplus, why is it not being used?
Well, maybe that question should be addressed to Mr. Tinley instead of, why do you want to raise my taxes?
Your taxes are going to get raised. That's a fact of life. You know, the old saying, there's two things you've got to do in life. You've got to die and you've got to pay taxes. And that's not going to change. I mean, the thing is, you bought the product inside the state of Indiana. Granted, if you drove across Ohio to Ohio and you bought something in Ohio, no, you would not have to pay sales tax. Go to Ohio and buy it then. But if you buy something, and here's the other thing. What about all the other businesses there in Marion that pay their payroll taxes, that pay all the workers' comp taxes, that pay that you know, their mom and pop shops there in Marion? I'm sure there's a lot of small businesses that can hear this show right now that know that they're taxed to death, but yet companies like Amazon and eBay get an unfair advantage because they don't have to charge a sales tax.
How is that an unfair advantage? Because if you're going to buy something online, you're going to have to pay a shipping cost, which usually turns out to be more than the sales tax charged.
You know, I'm glad you brought that out. We got a tweet from a listener earlier during our interview in the first part of it, and I sent that to you as well, as you could see. But he says, you know, they keep saying to make it a level playing field. I just bought my wife a new bathing suit last week. There may not have been a tax, but I paid $12.49 for shipping. That's a lot more than 7% on $49. True, had I bought the big box at a big box store, all I would have had to pay was 7%, but I didn't have to get out and drive around, park, walk around the big mall, all done in 3 minutes. So, and I guess there's more to it, but it continues. But basically he's saying no to the online sales tax. Okay, there's an advantage to shopping online. I shop online, and believe me, I know I have to pay a sales tax.
Hey, my Christmas tree came in the mail yesterday.
What do you think that shipping charge is used for? Taxes, other costs that the company incurs. You cannot tell me it costs $12.95 to ship something to you.
So basically what you're saying is let's tax the online retailers subsidize to the benefit of your local retailers.
Let's do one or two things. Like he said, let's make it a level playing field, and all 50 states has either a sales tax or no sales tax. Make it a federal tax, not a state tax. Okay, we could do that. Or if you buy something inside the state that has the law that says we have a state sales tax, then yes. You just because you buy something online in a state that has a sales tax, when you're going to be benefiting the state that you live in, who, by the way, doesn't have a 10% payroll tax, and you're going to be helping contribute $77 million back to the state, why wouldn't you want to do that?
Well, because, first of all, I consider myself a conservative / Republican / libertarian. I have leanings always. And first of all, I do not believe that more taxes is the answer in this situation. And I can guarantee you, President Obama is sitting up there in the Oval Office wanting to raise income taxes on people, the upper 1%, from 36% to 39.5%. And you see the national uproar you get from Republicans. But when a Republican does it, now all of a sudden it's okay?
Let me ask you this. I asked you this a while ago, Gary. How much stuff do you buy online on a monthly basis in a dollar volume? You don't have to tell me how much. But just on an average, how much dollar volume do you spend a month on online purchases?
You know, I don't even know. It would vary each month, probably more around Christmas time or birthdays, and probably less throughout the year. But you know, that's where I fall on it.
But you shop a lot online. Let me ask you this: if you didn't shop a lot online, and Amazon was not one of your favorite people, and Amazon wasn't taking this big stand against it, would you still be against it?
I would be against it simply because I am not for more taxes, especially on people and what most people argue is a recessionary period. More taxes is not the answer, especially when the state has a surplus. Now, granted, there are localities suffering every day. That's my guess is it's a spending problem, not a tax problem. And if you have a problem with the way the state is distributing money, including almost a $3 billion or whatever the amount is surplus, then take it up with them and let's fix it that way, not by raising everyone's taxes.
No, you know, Gary, I totally agree with you. I'm not a fan of new taxes. I hate big government, and new taxes create big government and creates an opportunity for that. And that's what Obama strives on, and that's why Obama's going to raise your taxes. Absolutely. And talk about him taxing the people who make the money. He's got no problem going to these events hat in hand. You know, and I was just amazed at some of these political fundraising events that he's going to, especially after we listened to that interview with Jack Abramoff. And you're right. If you want to know where it's going, follow the money. You're absolutely right. But I think at some point, you got to be careful when you tread that line, because you certainly don't want to be the local media guy that says a legislator from Noblesville is corrupt just because of the fact that he supports online sales tax.
I'm not calling him corrupt. I'm saying that is the way politics works. If you want to know why he is doing this, look at his background in retail. Look at where he's getting his campaign contributions from. And my guess is you'll realize why he's pushing for this online sales tax. Didn't say he was breaking the law or corrupt. That's the way most politicians work it. And obviously, they're going to argue, well, they're giving me money because of this. I argue it's the other way around. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? All right, quick break. When we come back, Abdul here on the Gary Snyder Show.
It's not Christmas in Grant County until you and your family attend the annual Christmas show put on by the Marion Philharmonic. This year's show, titled An English Christmas, will be performed on Saturday, December 10th at 7:30 p.m. at the Philippi Performing Arts Center on the campus of Indiana Wesleyan University. Some of the best Christmas music ever written will be part of this family-friendly performance. So bring everyone out to get ready for the holidays. To order tickets, call the Phil at 662-0012. Or go online to marionphil.org. An English Christmas, performed by the Marion Philharmonic, Saturday, December 10th at 7:30 p.m. Order your tickets today.
Hello, my name is Paul Usher. I'm the president and CEO of Marion General Hospital. My wife, Marcia, and I believe that the United Way organization offer a great service to our community. They provide services to a lot of people in our community that need them so desperately, and they're so very important that we really feel it's our moral and community obligation to support the United Way. We would encourage everyone to support to the extent they can so that we can continue these services in our community. Thank you.
1400 WBAT. Drop off stuffed animals at Ray Harris Chrysler Jeep RV, Medicap Pharmacy, via credit unions with 3 Marion locations and in Gas City, and New Market in South Marion and Gas City. Help a child smile this Christmas.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-917-1208 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-917-1208. That's 800-917-1208. Again, 800-917-1208. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Miss Natalie is a very practical kindergarten teacher.
Okay, children, in front of you is a circular saw with a diamond carbide blade. Kindergartners, put on your goggles, turn on your saw.
Jimmy, saw point is down, please.
Miss Natalie learned that there are many jobs for electricians, plumbers, truck drivers, all kinds of tradespeople at CentralIndianaHelpWanted.com.
Katie, stop that before someone loses a limb. Next time!
We have jobs for all kinds of people. CentralIndianaHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Bringing local news to Van Buren, Matthews, and all of Grant County. We are 1400 WBAT.
From the WBAT Newsroom, I'm Layla Price.
Equipment failure caused a large power outage in Marion Wednesday afternoon. Indiana-Michigan Power Company officials say a failed transmission circuit located on Troy Avenue completely failed early Wednesday afternoon, knocking out power to about 2,600 customers making up much of the western half of Marion. Marion High School had to dismiss students early because of a lack of power. Power was restored to all customers by late afternoon. A Muncie man remains in critical condition after he was beaten and left in the snow Tuesday night after a fight with another man over a woman. Police say 27-year-old Clayton Ball was beaten severely and left for several hours in the snow until his alleged attacker came back early Wednesday morning and called for help. Ball is listed in critical condition at Methodist Hospital in Indianapolis with head and internal injuries. Police say 21-year-old Brent Gillum of Muncie has been charged in connection with the beating. He allegedly attacked Ball after they argued over a female acquaintance. Gillum left the scene but returned about 4 hours later and dragged Ball inside his apartment, then called police to say his friend had fallen. Investigators say they quickly determined that Ball had been beaten. After police questioned Gillum, they charged him with aggravated battery. He remains in the Delaware County Jail. And Delaware County officials plan to have the decades-old grandstand at the Delaware County Fairgrounds inspected. This follows the Indiana State Fair outdoor stage scaffolding collapse. The Muncie Star reports that an engineering firm's inspection found numerous instances of deterioration in the structure of the grandstand, including spots where the steel superstructure is rusted through, where steel plates intended to support the grandstand seating hover above the bases upon which they are supposed to rest, and areas where the wood and asphalt bases underneath have collapsed. From the WBAT Newsroom, I'm Layla Price. The 1400 WBAT forecast for this afternoon, mostly sunny with a high around 40. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, a low of 28 degrees. Friday, partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny, a high of 38. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 25. Saturday, partly cloudy and breezy, a high of 42. Sunday, rain likely with a high of 45. You're listening to 1400 WBAT, your connection for sports, news, and information.
Work out anytime you want, 24/7 at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion. We offer the very best cardio equipment with satellite TV on each piece, over 10,000 pounds of free weights, and group fitness, including Zumba. Sign up now and get an extra free month with your new membership. Work out for less than a dollar a day, plus have free access to all Anytime Fitness locations anywhere in the country. Stop in for a free 7-day pass only at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion.
This is Michael Reagan, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. I'm telling you, I've got this Weaver's Main Street Grill who has responded to some of my posts to their pictures of this awesome-looking rack of ribs and loaded baked potatoes. So every time they respond now, it pops up and I see it and want it even more. Looks pretty good, my friends over there at Weaver's Main Street Grill. You're doing the right thing on the advertising there on Facebook. Making me hungry. All right, we are joined now by Abdul, smoking a cigar, having a cocktail, living the life of Riley, my friend.
No, just living the life between meetings and hearings and playing college professor and editor and publisher at IndyPolitics.org. My friend, how are you doing?
I am doing excellent, and we're also joined by Tom Marquis here. Say hi, Tom.
How you doing, Mr. Abdul? Always good to have you on board.
Thank you. Doing fine. And by the way, this wonderful cigar and beautiful cocktail are provided by the wonderful people at Nikki Blaine's in downtown Indianapolis. Come on by on your way to the Super Bowl. We'd love to have you.
Boy, I'm telling you, you guys are killing me here. First, Mickey Blaine's, just an awesome steakhouse from what I hear. I've got these this local restaurant shoving ribs in my face online, and I can't wait to go eat when I get off the air here.
Well, I'm sure you probably have a much better appetite than Herman Cain these days.
Well, I want to get to Herman Cain, but I want to first start, obviously, over the weekend or earlier this week, some Iranian students stormed the British embassy in Tehran, and Michelle Bachmann stepping up to the plate says if she's president, she will close the American embassy in Iran.
Well, I think the Ayatollah Khomeini already took care of that for her in 1979, so Ms. Bachmann may be just a little late to the table. And see, the funny, and it's almost ironic, tragic, is when you're fighting for publicity and fighting to get attention because, you know, the Herman Cains and Mitt Romney's and Newt Gingrich's are taking up all the room, and you finally get a quote, and it's something so idiotic, it's like, okay, you know, maybe Meghan McCain wasn't all that right when she said you're, you know, a thinking man, Sarah Palin.
Nice. Well, let's move on to Herman Cain. You know, if this guy is looking for publicity, and you know the old saying, all publicity is good publicity, unless it involves pictures with some kind of animal. You know, Herman Cain is definitely at the top of the page and on all the newscasts these days.
Exactly, and see, and here's the thing about Herman Cain, and part of Herman Cain's problem. And I met Mr. Cain when he was here. In Indianapolis, speaking of the Columbia Club, MC the event. Oh, real nice guy, very personable. We kind of shared the same airways when I did radio at WXNT, and he would fill in for Neil Boards. The problem is when the first allegation of sexual harassment came out, but Mr. Cain, instead of saying, I never met the woman, it's wrong, don't know what you're talking about, then pictures show up. He just said, no, have you ever met, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know what, to be honest with you, I have no idea. We might have met, I meet so many people, you know, just going through my daily life, you know, I could have met her, maybe not, I don't remember. And then it says, well, here's a picture. It's like, well, that's nice, but I take lots of pictures with lots of people, and I don't, you know, it escapes me. And then it says, well, have you ever been accused of sexual harassment? Like, well, I was the CEO of a company. Yeah, I was accused. You know, but, you know, we did what most CEOs do, you know, we didn't believe it, but instead of litigate it, you know, ask anybody who's been in business, you know, sometimes you settle these things just to not be bothered with the headache and hassle. Had he done that, we'd be having a whole different discussion right now. But instead, the first time you said, no, never been accused, never met her, then a picture shows up. Now it doesn't really matter. There's an old saying, it's not what it is, it's what it looks like. And for Herman Cain, you know, he may not have been done sexual harassment, but it doesn't matter because person after person after person, you know, and this shoe drops, and this shoe drops, and this shoe drops. Now think about, you know, an affair for 13 years. Well, it wasn't sexual, it was financial. I guess you paid her money to leave. I don't know what that means, but, you know, it doesn't help. And as much as I like Herman Cain personally, you know, unless there's some major, you know, political Hail Mary, your best bet is just to step off the presidential stage and go back on the book tour while you still got your credibility.
Go ahead, Tom.
Well, Abdul, I totally 100% agree with you. And here's the thing. And as Rodigan would say, it's a campaign with half a brain. And I want to propose the same question to you that I asked Brian Howie the other day before we get cut off. One of two things really concerns me about Cain. One, he never really believed that he was ever going to be a legitimate candidate anyway, so he didn't really worry about any of the stuff that may come up because he thought that he would be out of the picture before then anyway. Number two, if he really did think that he was a candidate, and we've talked about it, you and I have talked about it as well, why not have a response? Why not have that ready?
It just, well, part of it is just because
through it all.
Well, here's the thing. Haven't you guys noticed how the one person who hasn't had any major problem or extraordinary issue is Mitt Romney?
He's had very little headlines. That's true.
Right. And also, you know why? Because he's the only one out of the bunch that has actually done this before. By running in 2008, you know, they made all the mistakes, the normal mistakes that they need to make, which is why Mitt Romney always kind of comes second. Because he's the person everybody is familiar with. Now, he's not the Republicans' first choice, but they've avoided what I call the amateur hour mistakes. You know, Rick Perry, Herman Cain, you know, Gingrich is, you know, gone now. He's also doing a political phoenix. But to get back to your point, Tom, about Herman Cain, is I agree with you in the sense that I don't think they thought anybody would take. They always said, you know, we're in it to win and we're contenders. But I don't think they thought they would have done as well early on as they did. Because had they thought so, they would have done what the Clinton people did, which is investigate yourself. You know, go hire some private investigators, go dig up all the dirt on yourself, have them come back in a folder, and then make sure you have a response for every allegation that could possibly come out. You know, that's what professionals do. I mean, this isn't necessarily a AAA, you know, political campaign. It's more like, you know, 1A or, you know, Pee Wee League political campaigning, because, you know, these issues should have been ready for these guys to deal with and ready to be addressed.
Well, you brought up, I guess, Newt Gingrich, which carries a lot of baggage himself, but, you know, I guess that's people have slept since then, since his baggage has come along, and he's kind of risen to be one of the front runners now, or the front runner, I guess, depending on what poll you're looking at. What do you surmise is Newt's rise fortunes here?
Herman Cain. His rise is Herman Cain and Rick Perry's fall, John Hunt and Michelle Bachmann, because remember, she was the flavor of the month early on. You know, Ron Paul and Rick Santorum have never really gotten traction. John Huntsman, who I actually think is the most qualified and actually the best candidate out of the bunch, is too practical and reasonable for today's Republican primary voter. So, you know, and they don't want Mitt Romney, so you know, you go to Gingrich by default. But I still think, at the end of the day, Mitt Romney is going to be the party's nominee because he's going to be the only one left standing when it's all said and done.
And you know, Abdul, that's kind of unfortunate because I like Newt. I really do. I think he's great for this country. I think he brings us back to real conservatism. I like that a lot about him. He has his baggage like everybody else does. I don't like Mitt a lot just because I just think that it's just going to be a situation to where he's not going to be able to beat Obama. It's all going to be about Obamacare. Oh, really? What about Romneycare? And so we can't use that. I think it's still way too early to say, hey, you know, who's going to be the last man standing? Obviously, we can rule out Cain. But, you know, and possibly we could rule out Perry. But I'm not for sure to say that Bachmann is gone. I'm definitely not going to say that Newt's gone. You know, and you got to look at the last presidential election before Cain got the nomination. He certainly wasn't the front runner this time last time. So I think it's still too early. I think it's early.
Well, it's early, but it's also not early because, you know, the New Hampshire primary is, what, February? We got, what, you know, 2 months, you know, sort of left and to go. And, you know, the momentum that you build over the next 60 days will really determine, you know, where people are in New Hampshire and Iowa and South Carolina. Now, I do subscribe to the theory that there's a very good possibility that this will be a marathon, you know, not necessarily sprint. Because usually Republicans like orderly primaries like to wrap things up relatively early by, like, South Carolina. This go-around, and on this note, I do agree with you, Tom, that we could definitely see a situation where we don't know, you know, who the nominee is, you know, after South Carolina, Florida, because a different person has won in a different place. So I think that is a very viable case. I do think, though, at the end of the day, the nominee will be Mitt Romney.
And, you know, a prolonged primary is good for us because that means eventually we're going to get some pretty good guests on the show.
Yeah, and also I think a prolonged primary is good for the public as well. You know, the presidency isn't just a job that you walk on and walk off. You know, you should be in it for the long haul, you know, in a grueling, you know, political campaign. So.
Well, let me ask you this. We're all focused on the Republicans right now, but the Democrats still have Barack Obama over there sitting with what many people contend are going to be a $1 billion war chest. Are Republicans wrong to be writing him off right now?
Well, you never write off a sitting president, you know, because remember about this time in 1983, you know, a lot of people thought Reagan was going to be potentially a one-term president. And shortly after the Gulf War, a lot of people thought that George Herbert Walker Bush, you know, was going to sail the re-election. He had a 92% approval rating. What happens in January 93? I, Bill Clinton, do solemnly swear to uphold and defend the Constitution.
Now, Abdul, I kind of want to switch gears a little bit to the local level. And we were just talking about, with our interview with Jack Abramoff and just, you know, follow the money and that sort of thing. And I look at situations that happened here in Indianapolis where Lincoln Plowman just got 40 months in federal prison for basically that bribery and, you know, everything that's involved in being a corrupt politician. At what point do you look at a politician and you say, you know, something's not right here, or do you just suspect everybody and get 50% of them right half the time?
Well, here's the thing. The situation with Lincoln Plowman, I actually wrote about this on my political web blog, Indiana Barrister, and sort of walked through, after doing a series of interviews and talking to people with how this all went down. What I will argue was Lincoln Plowman's crime wasn't so much one of criminality as it was of one of just blatant stupidity. Because if you walk through the case, a person who introduced him to, like, you know, the developer that's supposed to build this strip club in Indianapolis was actually an informant that Plowman had used to, you know, get other folks. And so if a guy I use as a police informant comes to me one day and says, "Hey, Abdul, there's these people I want you to meet. They got this great deal that they want you to get on the ground floor on," you know, hi, you know, if that's not Danger Will Robinson, danger, danger, this should be the first warning sign to go off, you know, that ought to tell you, you know, sort of point number one. Number two is, as cynical as I can get about politics, I do believe that most people who run and serve are mostly good, decent, reasonable men and women who have, you know, the same human flaws as the rest of us do. However, when you run for public office, you know, we bestow on you a certain amount of public trust, and it is your job to not betray the public trust. And when you do, you know, Link and I were friends up until a lot of this went down, you do have to suffer the consequences and take responsibility for your actions. If it means 40 months, you know, in Terre Haute next to two Illinois governors, so be it.
Tell Blago hi.
This will be George Ryan. Rob LaGoy, Blago will be there shortly.
All right, Abdul, we're going to let you get back to your cocktails and cigars, but real quick, anything that you wanted to cover we didn't ask you?
I would recommend your audience check out a story that I have up at indiepolitics.org. It's up today, and it'll be up through tomorrow. It is called, "Is Illinois Loss Indiana's Gain?" The Illinois General Assembly yesterday, or this past week, failed to pass some tax breaks that the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and Board of Trade and Sears have been asking for, because Illinois just raised their corporate taxes from like 5 to like 7, 8. And so the Board of Trade and Mercantile Exchange folks have literally been talking about possibly leaving. And so we look at the possibility of those folks coming here to Indiana and bringing their jobs and wealth and productivity with them. So it's definitely a story that I recommend your audience check out at indiepolitics.org.
And we'll get a link to that up on our site to it also. All right, last question for you, Abdul, probably the most important of the evening. What are you drinking and what kind of cigar?
Just my very standard Jack and Diet, and the guys here, Nikki Blaine's, got me a nice box of KO cigars, so life is good.
You having a steak with it, too?
No, not yet. That won't be until later. My wife is making me my favorite, which is barbecue chicken and macaroni and cheese for dinner.
Well, you can't beat that, I guess. All right, Abdul, real quick, website, Twitter, all that good stuff.
IndiePolitics.org, IndiePolitics on Facebook, and IndiePolitics.org on Twitter. Feel free to follow us, especially as we get ready to ramp up the, you know, U.S. Senate race, the primary for governor, and all the fun stuff that's coming in 2012.
Thanks a lot, Abdul, and enjoy your evening.
Hey, thank you, my friend. You guys take care.
All right, you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
With your 1400 WBAT weather update, I'm Chris Daniels.
And Christmas gifts are encouraged and expected.
What gifts, Jason?
Christmas gifts, of course. Those cheapskates at WBAT don't pay us to do their weather. The least they can do is give us a Christmas present.
Come on, Jason. We're not exactly dealing with the three wise men here. After all, they're in radio, for heaven's sakes.
I suppose you're right, Chris. I'll just rely on Santa.
Happy holidays, everyone, from Chris Daniels and Jason Myers at Indiana's News Center.
I am so crashing their Christmas party.
The next few weeks, you'll have a big decision. Do you do your Christmas shopping locally with friends and neighbors? Or do you drive out of town and support businesses that don't put money back in our community? Hopefully, the decision will be simple. Support your local businesses this holiday season. This message was underwritten by Beacon Credit Union, the law offices of Kylie, Harker & Certain, and Southworth Ford. All local businesses in Marion thanking you for your patronage.
Danny Hope, the head football coach at Purdue, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.
All right, and we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Very, Abdul always trying to one-up us, doing his interview today at Mickey Blaine's and having a cigar and cocktail while talking, Tom. I guess not. I suspected that happened. All right, want to thank all of our guests so far. And, boy, if you haven't had a chance yet to get to get to GaryLSnyder.com, do so now. We're up to over 190 votes on the Do You Support a New Sales Tax for Online Purchases in Indiana? I read my interview or my column here a little bit earlier. Seems to be drawing some, I want to say national attention, although it's received a little, but at least a lot of state attention, especially from some of our Luke Kinley supporters, which is always fun. All right, want to thank our guest this hour, obviously Abdul, bringing some great insight into, and I would almost argue class into the show, and to say the least. Tom, is that you? Again, I struck out. All right, and, if you get a chance, get to GaryLSnyder.com. We have the poll up. Over 190 of you had voted. That means over 30 here in the last hour or so have went and voted on it. And most of you are saying, and you are with me, no new taxes here in Indiana. And the Republicans that support this and are putting it forward, should be ashamed, and at no way should we have any more new taxes going on here in Indiana, especially for an online sales tax when, most of your purchases when you buy something online are made from out-of-state vendors anyway. But hey, Luke Kinley loves the money, gives the state more money to work with, and he's trying to slide it by as not a new tax increase. But, as you heard State Senator Jim Banks yesterday, Jim Banks, does not support it and always is inclined to err on the side of no new taxes, which is why he is an up-and-comer here in the Republican Party and in the State Senate. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little more about this online sales tax, some of our talking points for today. We'll have John Brodigan. He's going to tell us why God hates the Gary Snyder Show. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Your source for CBS News.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carn. Auto sales jumped in November. Maryland. Chrysler led the industry with a 45% increase. Ford up 13. GM up 7. And the kid in the Darth Vader suit helped VW.
Volkswagen and Chrysler leading the way with sales increases topping 40% each. Both companies have a lot of new products, and that's what shoppers seem to be looking for. Analysts say we're returning to a growth pattern that